Okay, good evening, everyone. I'm calling the regular meeting for the Coburn Town Council for Monday, May 9th, 2022, to order at 6:30. Kathy, if you do a roll call, please.
Paul.
Here.
Jeff Tyler.
Here.
Devin Townsend.
Here.
Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Okay, we have everyone present. If everyone will stand up and we're having an open prayer. Mr. Steele, if you'll lead us in open prayer, please remain standing for the pledge.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you blessed us with. And we're thankful for you giving us life and health and strength. We're thankful that we can gather here this night. I pray that you would give us continued wisdom and understanding of the various things that we discuss here and try to move forward for the good of the town. Thank you for the wisdom and understanding. I just love you and praise you. Thank you for all that you do for us. And I ask these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. All right. Thank you all. Okay, first item on the agenda is public expression. Public expression is open to any citizen, taxpayer, interested person in and around the town of Coburn. We ask that when you step forward, you state your name, your address, and please limit your comments to 5 minutes. Anyone for public expression? Okay, seeing no one step forward, I'm going to close public expression. First item on the agenda is the approval of the agenda itself. It can be admitted by majority vote. And are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Okay, hearing none, make a motion that we approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Motion is second. Any discussion? Those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We have an agenda. Okay, first item on that agenda is fire department. Mr. Jackson.
Hope you all got this in your packet. We had, for the month of April 2022, we had 3 structural fires, 1 smoke report, no vehicle fires. We had 5 motor vehicle accidents. We had 2 with extrication, 0 search and rescue. We assisted the police on 1 call. We assisted 7 calls of EMS. We had 1 hazmat. We had 3 wildland fires and 7 other for a total of 30 calls in the month of April. Total man hours for calls was 343. Total personnel responding was 216. Training hours were 362, and we had 8 total assist calls, and no further information.
All righty, questions, anyone?
And with that, I'd like to ask tonight to be able to bum a little bit of money. I've taken it for myself. We have done a lot of extrications on vehicles. We've been up close and personal with a lot of people that has had COVID. We protected ourselves with the mask and our face shields on our helmets. And I would like to ask for rescue / extrication gear. It's a coat, pants, helmets, and boots. And to fit everybody on our department would be $35,000 plus or minus $1,200. For the sizing, that would be in the sizing aspect of it. And I would like to be able to get that out of CARES Act money due to it being related to rescue and being out there associated with the COVID.
Have you approached Wise County?
We have, and we're trying to approach them in another direction for some other things that we really need. And this is another thing that we're really needing. And this also helps to prolong the life of our structure here. If you've ever been in a fire service, you don't really want to wear your structure gear out here in the heat that we're in today to extricate somebody out of a vehicle. And this would prolong our structural firefighting gear, and there's some more NFPA laws that are coming out that are being pushed down a little bit that we're having to get to two sets of trucks and firefighters here. Because if I go out and make entry into this house fire, I'm supposed to decon on-site, spray it off, put it in a black trash bag, put it back on the truck, get it back to the station, put it in our extractor, dry it, and then set my other set down out here in my boots ready to go. And then once my other set that I washed is done, I hang it up. And whenever I get my other set of gear dirty, then I put the one that I just got done washing back in place. And that way it cuts down on the wash cycles and it cuts down on cancer. You know, right now, heat and heart attack, stress related is the killer of most firefighters this day and time. And that's one of the reasons why I'm coming to you all tonight and asking for this gear.
Is this just gear that's like your normal gear or?
Well, it's lighter and it don't hold and retain heat like a structure gear does. You know, our structure gear has just a little bit more material in it to protect us in, you know, a more heat environment. This rescue extrication gear, we wear it on car wrecks, and it also has 14 to 1800 degree flashover rating, which that, you know, if the car was catching fire, you know, flashing fire, it's going to protect us in that instant 14 to 1800 degree heat, and we can still fight that car fire with that, but it allows us also to extricate instead of getting a hole in our turnout gear and us not knowing it, you know, and then going into a house fire with that structure gear on, that could potentially kill one of us. You know, that's one of the bigger reasons why I'm coming to ask for this is so it will prolong our structural gear and we'll get that way we get more life out of it.
Do you have an actual quote from a company or is this a guess?
I do have an actual quote from a company. And they give me the quote of $35,000 plus or minus $1,200 for the site.
How about, do you have a copy of that?
Not with me. It was actually sent to Cliff, and he called me on his way. He had to go take had a family emergency, so, and that's what we're working with, and that was given to us. So.
I would like to see the quote myself.
Okay, well, I can get that.
And just email it to all of us.
I'll do that. I'll get Cliff to email that, and that way we can go from there anyway.
Okay.
But I mean, just something to think on because it's something that we could really use and we could really, it'd help benefit all of us on the department.
You said you've approached the county about some other gear. What kind of gear have you approached the county about?
Well, just some like radios and things like that, trying to be able to get some more money for that type of stuff. Just odds and ends that we can use or that we need.
Okay.
To upgrade some things. If you really can't put radios in a caretaker.
This is true.
Do y'all still spray the foam? You still got foam?
We do. Yeah, we have one of the only compressed air foam trucks from Chesterfield County, Virginia down. Chesterfield County is the only other department in Virginia to have a compressed foam air truck. Caches and compressed air foam. And it does work wonders.
Give us an email.
I'll do it. I appreciate you all.
Thank you. All righty. Chief Brooks is not here, so we will go past him. Do you have any reports from Chief Brooks?
I do not.
Okay, next item is Town Manager Report, Mr. Williams. See you.
If everyone's noticed, we've got the fountain over here getting worked on. The town laid the foundation and some parts, and now we're capping up the rest of the project that should be finished. The fire pots shipped, or will be shipping tomorrow. If it doesn't ship tomorrow, it's supposed to ship last week, but the company called me and said they're having problems getting one load on it without having to separate the loads. So they said it should be shipped tomorrow. I think Jess got a lot more say than I do. I don't entertain any questions.
What is the status of Paycom?
It is not with us anymore.
So we were able to cancel our services with them?
It was a paid, used by pay, or paid by use, so it was not a contract.
So is our payroll currently back in-house?
It is in-house, and right now we're still trying to fix the damage that Paycom has caused us.
So I'm assuming whatever information that we needed from them, we haven't gotten all that yet. I know like there was some kind of information needed for the ledger or whatever that we were still waiting on.
Right. They couldn't supply. So we're having to go through some software and create.
Create it to match.
Yes. I'm sorry about that.
I like the program. I mean, it's
I feel bad.
I wish the program
exactly what they say it does.
It'd be a whole lot easier.
I wish they had lived up to their promises. Yeah, let's do that one.
If we purchased the generator,
yes,
and we're going to make sure that the one we've been borrowing for a while is cleaned up and
cleaned,
all up and
polished.
And yeah, looking good when we return it. With a big letter of thank you.
Is that what the amazing machinery purchase was?
It is.
Good boy, that's good.
The awnings. Have you had the opportunity to talk to other businesses in the town? I sent you the one because I happened to see her in the store. Because that would be, if she buys one and we get the MEOC and the Lays building, that'd be three. And then if they would do a package, do it cheaper now. Maybe.
Are they all done the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
DHCD had anything new from them?
Yeah, no.
Doors?
The doors are in.
Uh-huh.
However, the little things that keep the doors locked are not. So they're on back order right now.
How does that not surprise me? I think everything's back ordered right now. Well, you're going through your notes. Jimmy, we had, when we were talking the other day, you said another problem we were having with Paycom was the FUTA tax. Did we get that resolved?
I contacted the IRS, and believe me, if you wait for 52 minutes or something like that, they will answer a phone.
Really?
And they ended up talking about just over an hour, I think it was. But the 501c3, that doesn't actually apply toward municipalities and state federal agencies. What we are covered under is publication 15, and that clearly states that local state governments and what's the other word I'm looking for?
Municipalities?
No, I'll think of it there. But we follow within that. And I read the publication, even the Form 940 that they say we're required to fill out clearly states that we are exempt from. And also I sent the publication, and there was another one, publication 396. I sent that to Paycom, and I got an email back from the gentleman we've been talking with, and he says that this is what he needed, and he will check and get a refund.
Okay. And that was what, over $1,000, you said?
That was for the one paycheck one.
Yeah, that was just for
the one paper. Mm-hmm. We're still working on the other one.
Anything on the Flatwoods picnic area?
Nothing yet.
pretty soon it will not even be worthwhile for us to venture into it if we don't get in there soon. Are we waiting on them? Are they waiting on us? Do we need to call? What is it, Ms. Davalos?
She's waiting on the people above her. They're trying to get this concessionary approved.
I believe I'd call her.
What's that?
I'd call her. See where it's at. Have we decided when and how we're going to install the teeter-totter in the park? Because it's here, right?
It is. We've not gotten to it yet.
And I know we have to get some rubber matting to go around the other part. I wonder if there's
so it's a rubber matting and a concrete barrier that sits underneath it that comes up to the sides.
And there's 3,000 left in the...
I'm not sure how much is in there.
So you're right, if they have what we got in there that would cover the cost of doing that, and how much more we need. Be a thought. How much more we need to get that piece installed.
Just the merry-go-round?
What did we need for the teeter-totter?
We just got a plant on the ground. Tear that other one up, put it down.
So yeah, I'd like to find out what it costs to finish out and get the merry-go-round put in. I sent him a message that the Eagle is she's ready to leave my garage. Yeah. As much as I'd rather just put her somewhere in my yard. The sidewalk at the First Baptist Church, any?
I've not done anything on that.
Well, we were trying to figure out who owned the property. That was where we were at on that one.
Yes, sir.
Internet.
The gentleman from Scott County Cooperative, him and another gentleman came up and viewed and looked around here what needs to be done, and they're going to draw it up, and we'll get back in touch with him, hoping this week. For the price.
For here and at the pool?
Yeah.
Because I really want that at the pool. Yeah. I want it for security purposes. For real.
Comcast or Xfinity. I just don't. It's going to be very cost expensive to have what we want. Because we're talking about coming out and everything new, nothing added to it. So. Still waiting for a quote from you.
Boggs equipment. I know we started at we had a little deal at one, a big one. It was for a vault valve. What was that? That just hit me. I don't know.
There's all kinds of valves.
It says vault valve.
It's for the, and then again, I don't know the terminology, but there's a vault up there that water comes in, circulates through a curtain, and then comes out on the other side. What that valve does allow to be able to regulate how much coming in and what's coming out.
So this is that filter plug?
Yes. Yeah.
Our zoning board, have they moved any further in?
No.
What do they need to do?
I don't know. I'm not talking to any of them.
Who was even on the zoning board?
Aren't you on the zoning?
Yeah.
Aren't you?
Yeah. Richard.
Richard.
I mean, last I knew, people didn't even know if they were on it or not. Because of...
I'm the only one I know.
I thought there was some kind of meeting that took place, and that because of places had been discussed and they needed to take it to the county. Is that correct? I thought that happened.
Okay.
Talking about the condemning?
I was thinking zoning permits. Land property?
For like Lynn Crest and the Atwoods and
the boundary
adjustments.
That's different.
Get with Karen Malls of the county.
I get them confused. Mm.
Well, I know I talked to most of the people who are on Lynn Crest and they have this.
I'd already polled them. I already knew that answer.
Actually, guys, probably what we need to do on that, and I've talked to a couple of people also, is we need to have a letter that these folks can sign saying that they support this and we want to move forward with it. I think we present that to the Board of Supervisors. I think it makes everything a whole lot easier.
I agree.
And I think it would just be a matter of like one letterhead and take it and have the individuals sign it, like a petition.
It may be,
it's easier if you have it all on one sheet. And this is, you know, the Lynn Crest section, blah, 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 from boundary marker, blah, to blah. And these people, ever how many we have. And then I know the Atwoods. And where else do these we're looking at?
We're looking at Chalet and Past Chalet. And, you know, the one big property owner back there, which is 50. Home Sites is very much interested in coming in, and they will, I think he will help get, you know, the additional people. I think he said there's 6 additional people that would have to sign off on it to get back to where he is.
If it helps any, I do know that David Wyrick, he did the math on it for out-of-town water, sewer,
yeah, Alan did too,
and taxes. They are almost equal. Yeah, you're trading one for the other one. Plus, and then you get trash pickup and you get road coverage and stuff. You get extra perks for that. So, and I do know that somebody, who was it, down on Bruce Strait was a...
He's not too interested.
No. And I...
Which surprised me.
Yeah, but then again, it's like, what are you offering me that I don't already have?
His comments were beyond what, you know, you would expect down there.
Yeah. So I don't think that will happen down that way. But the other places, are for sure interested.
We can bypass the old Bruce Strait Highway and just come up adjacent to the road.
You come down the hill?
Yeah.
Couple of things for the pool. I know last year we talked about air conditioning for the pool better than what we had up there, and nothing ever changed that way. We still have that 4 unit that really don't work. It would be nice. It does get hot. Did you look into a slide?
I did.
And
I have to figure out how much money my state spent.
Have you talked to Jeff?
To almost $5,000.
Well, there's that one that I sent you. Wasn't that much?
I found one better. Not better than that. 45.
And how tall is it?
It's 8 something.
It doesn't matter to me. I just like to get it ordered. We only have, 2 weeks before the pool opens. Yeah. And so I know you have to have an approval for that.
There were some issues at the Cultural Arts Building today, and Jeff, you were over there, and I'm sure you'll get to this in your report. But he was over there today, and so I went over and said, hey, how are you doing? Anyway, you've got some really big issues up there. I think it's on his report tonight.
For the cultural arts building?
No, for the pool. Be way beyond the slide. You've got some diving board problems.
Yep. Well, I knew that our arm, the metal, was bad. And he's not able to weld it.
Well, we went up and looked at it today, and I got some pictures of it, too.
I already know what it looks like. Got great big holes in it.
The only way you can be able to do that is if you cut off the end about 9 inches back and reconstruct the whole thing. Right now, the handrails are not attached to the large slide, and the end of that slide is not attached on one side. I mean, it's not attached on the left side. Both ends are not repairable. Both of them are just deteriorating like crazy. The board itself, honestly, unless you got a tetanus shot, I wouldn't advise anybody on top of that thing.
On the diving boards? I thought we just bought new diving boards a couple years ago.
They don't have the actual board on it, but the things that's holding that together is extremely unsafe. The small board, same thing on the step side of it. The far end is a lot better shape than what the other diving board is. And what my uneducated recommendation is to either find somebody that could reconstruct that top to both of those boards and re-weld it on there, or we need to have them marked off, not be able to use this yet.
I'd rather try to fix them, and I'll give you all the reasons why.
I don't need to read them, I want to.
Well, St. Paul has taken theirs out, so there is none.
Until we get it all fixed, and I don't think we need to.
The natural tunnel doesn't have them. They're not even opening. And Wise doesn't have them. And that's the draw to our pool, is the diving board.
Well, I have a question.
That's the biggest thing we offer everybody. And so I'd like to figure out how to fix them. And I know time is now.
Jeff, you met with that guy today, didn't you?
From Norton.
You want to just go ahead and throw.
Tell me about the diving boards.
He came in and looked at it, and he took some pictures and everything, and he's supposed to call me back. He said that they can build the same frame of it, and he'll come in and take some pictures of it, and it is rusted out pretty bad.
It's
he said the only way you can do that is just build the whole frame for it. He said, cut it off anything, you got to build the whole thing.
Now when you say frame, when I was up there,
whole entire top.
The top piece was rusted out.
Was the part that holds it.
That's what you're talking about.
That thing was terrible.
Rust.
Like the step, I mean, the whole thing, the steps going up, every bit of it.
You know, it's just like
And that's, and what is his type? What does he do? Metal work?
He's up there, Lennox is up there on the south side on the right of where the old pickle wing, the warehouse used to be in.
Yeah.
Right there, they built. They were up there working on something today when I was up there.
They're what, a fabricator?
Yeah, they're working on two or three of them up there.
So is he supposed to be working on getting you a quote to?
Yeah, he's going to call me more. He said he'll let me know something more.
So that's replacing the whole thing from the concrete up?
No, the top.
Just
the concrete is good.
What's
the
bad? The part that's bad.
The steps to one of them are not good.
It looked to me like the main part
to the big one
that holds it was not too good. I mean, that was just.
On the steps itself, there's one part where it looks like somebody mended it, and it's already got a hole that's coming through it. But the bolts that hose that onto that plate is freestanding.
They're not even attached.
So when you grab hold of bars and get ready to go off the diving board, you can grab it and do the whole thing and come back on because it ain't attached.
So he looked at it and he knows what all needs to be fixed.
Okay.
And he's going to give you a quote for what it takes to make it safe.
So can we make sure, I mean, I think that this needs to include the whole thing, like the steps that have holes in it or whatever that, I mean, if they're able to do that, everything, it all needs to be replaced.
That's what I'm saying, Rick. The
the whole thing. You could replace that board, okay.
We got brand new board.
But I think the underneath that holds it.
That's what they're talking about.
The frame's what they're talking about.
The framing is what we're talking about, not the boards themselves.
The boards are.
They're brand new.
They're not brand new, because they looked awful last year.
They're really, Drew bought them. So it's been since we've been here, Drew bought them.
They need to be painted or something.
The diving boards?
Yeah.
You can't paint diving boards.
Scrub something.
Scrub, yes. Because I said that, I took them out there last year and made them scrub them. They're just dirty. But anyway. But until we have something safe to attach them to, we're, okay.
You know, what I would suggest, since we are, is of the essence here, is that, you know, when you get the quotes tomorrow, you know, once you guys send out an email to council, and you know, with what the quote is, and then, you know, if we feel like we want to move forward and they're not, you know, unreasonable, just do a consensus till we have another voting meeting.
Yeah, he said that, you know, hopefully that he can get the job. It'll be a while because he's backed up right now. He said he's really backed up. He,
we need to be looking at just doing away with the diving boards for temporarily.
And then you're really going to have to take the steps and stuff down so nobody won't be crawling up.
Right,
and
stuff. Right.
You know, they got to come down.
When I was up there today, you know, I wouldn't get on, and you know, if you look at them closely, there's places you can input these keys through if you wanted to.
Oh yeah, I knew that on the thing, because we pointed it out last year before they put all that up there, and actually talked about it when we closed it down. We talked about it being bad and needed something to work on.
I do notice the water circulating really good up there.
I haven't gone and looked at it, so you guys running?
Yeah, got it up running.
There's a tidal wave in there.
Cool.
Whirlpool.
Well, that's good. Just don't got no diving boards. So I have to start telling all these people that are booking pool parties, I ain't got no boards. Mm. Okay, and the slide, you said, would cost how much?
I think the one you showed me was like 31.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one I'm looking at is like 45 or 48. It's got an almost complete turn. And it's made out of the same material that
the other one is. Well, I'd like, seeing as we don't know about the diving boards, but if I can offer them a slide, you know, concession. And we needed to, and we were going to take the one we have and move it into one of the parks.
Right. And we'll pour a concrete slab and attach them to a bottle.
Right.
And we talked about Bondtown Park because
there's one. There's not anything up there.
The boards.
For the chairs?
Right, for the chairs, there's two boards. One of them, it may last another year, but it's already cracked.
And that other one is?
And the other one's done. It's,
yeah, that's.
Thing that goes between the pole and the seat, the swivel. You got the swivel, I got one for both of them.
We have them ordered. We got it ordered.
I submitted some paperwork to them this afternoon, and they're going to do a tax exempt. And I'm just waiting for an email. I'm going to say email me. I'll put the order on. The only thing I can't find right now is the bolts. They don't sell the bolts by themselves, which I figure we can get them in wirehouse store, as long as they're stainless steel, they don't burst.
That's the platforms.
And I also purchased six umbrellas.
Are they here yet?
They are.
Cool. Because we don't leave them out.
Pool chairs were neat too.
We got pool chairs.
I know, but I said they were neat.
Oh yeah, I like them. We'll see how they last.
Mm. And Gail drove me up there and she says she wanted to go over and I think get on them or whatever.
So you got the lifeguard platforms are ordered, or almost ordered.
Right.
And we got to decide on that. Did you find the cash register?
I have not. And I told you before, because, I thought we ordered it. Right?
Well, I sent you the text, and it's got a date on it that said that you did. And so, if we've bought one, then it should show somewhere that we've bought one.
I don't remember ever seeing one.
Well, so I sent him some information on the cash register. He said it should be here tomorrow.
Yep.
And he said, Roger that.
I remember ordering one. I talked to him last time we had a conversation that I thought we did, and went there and looked, it wasn't there.
Did it pay for it?
That's what I don't
I
know.
I can go back and pull up, have a
share. If we haven't, I mean, they've got
July
cash
the
28th. In at Sam's.
No, they're out.
They're out?
Yes.
You're kidding.
No.
Backward.
Yes. But I sent you the one that
they're
I found.
Out of everything.
And if that, that one was fine. It would do everything I need.
I'm going to give it to Sherry tomorrow and I'll find out.
Because that is something that I think is a very necessary thing to have.
It is. You can't run a business without one.
Well, they did for years out of cash boxes.
I know.
And it's problems. Not.
You don't work.
No. So. Yes. Go ahead and look. They weren't. And wait till you see the price tags of cash registers.
You mean I can't get one for $90 anymore?
No. Well, I found one that's what I looked at for $80.
$80.
Yeah. I think that's what it is.
That can't be a good one.
Who did I send that to? You and who?
I don't think you sent it to me. Where's my Sam's app?
Or maybe, yeah, no, I sent it to you. It's a Casio PCR 2T280 cash register, and it cost $146.99.
That's different. Big difference from $80.
And then here's this one, a Royal 410DX electronic cash register for $79.98. I did find it. I've been hunting hard.
There's my app.
So on the slide, for we bought that one last year, and it will not firm up to the concrete the way it is. And so the discussion that we've had is to take that one, because we can pour a concrete pad and actually form it into it and take that slide to Bontown Park and let them have it at the park, and then buying a new slide that matches the new little tiny one that we bought. And I know. And it was, you said 45 is the one you looked at?
Top price, yeah.
And the other one I looked at was 35, thereabout. And I would like to have permission for him to order that.
Much of your baby.
I know. I hear it now. The pool has been moving in a good wave for the last several years, and I'd like to keep it that way.
Got a real good wave about it now.
I've got to go check that out.
You gotta go check it.
I guess
use cash register.
So the one you're looking at, Jimmy, is $4,500. Straight up.
Yeah. Now, of course, taxes, I'm working on that part of it too.
But we shouldn't have to pay taxes.
That's what I'm working on.
Oh.
The company that the
right.
Slings are coming from. The boards.
So if I made a motion for 47, are they going to do free shipping?
I looked at so many, and one of them was like $79 shipping, and then The other one was free. I'm trying to remember which one I looked at, so I'm going to look through real quick.
So if I made a motion for $4,700 for a slide, would that, do you think, covers up to that amount?
I just got one question. Go ahead and
do it, go up to five?
About it.
What's that?
Well, are we sure that this one is going to firm up?
Yeah, because it's made like the little one. It's solid. There's no metal legs. It's all one.
Are you sure?
Well, it's in two parts, but it's...
I've been spending that much
money. And the pool guy looked at it, David.
Yeah,
he, and he's the one that showed us the pool. Right, the ones, he's the one that recommended it.
Okay.
And they're SR Smith.
Has he sent you a bill, David?
He has.
He has, you said? Yes. What was the cost of the repairs?
Is it the helix slide? This one?
Yes, that's it. I'm surprised I'm not.
Well, because you have to go to a dealer. I don't know.
But that's what it
looks like. It's got not, it doesn't
so
have
that
metal
should work.
Legs. It's got the big wide brown yes.
Yeah.
Enclosed.
That other thing, of course, it had the little spindle legs.
Yeah.
No, it did not.
There's your son in stock.
Look at the prices on things.
I know.
Yeah, that should work.
Oh, man, I want to ride that one.
I think it's got a weight limit to 500 pounds.
Let me see. Let me see it again. Is the... So they can position it so that it goes down the right way. In the right...
Later. And I think actually when you buy that, when you can buy it where it's left or right, I think that the spillway is ordered left or right. So I'd like to make a motion to allow Jimmy to order a slide for the Coburn Pool, spending no more than $5,000.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and second on the floor to purchase a slide for the pool not to exceed $5,000 in cost. Is there any discussion? Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
And I know it seems like I'm asking a lot about the pool, but the pool has not had a lot of money spent on it in a very long time. And that's the reason that we are running into so many problems. So, anyway. Okay. I'm telling you.
This is he's been lost a
Amazon
cost.
Amazon has nothing. eBay has nothing.
I looked it up. I was
this company
trying to find a better says, price, and that's like $19 to $26.
Goodbye.
For 7 cents.
I think it was Leesburg. Didn't need to talk to
him. They want to know if you have diabetes.
Probably.
Seriously, it's the new one out. It's a toy cash register.
This one that I found.
So is the okay, go with the slide.
You got
to have over 5,000. Okay. Look under that one that I found for $79.98, and when I looked at it, it's from Joe JOVENB is the company.
I found one on.
I looked at one of them, just the drawer underneath that didn't include the.
The drawers you get for $80.
We don't. If that's all I'm going to have, then it's no different than using cash boxes that I've already got. I can't keep up with sales and what's going in and out. And I think this company is out of California.
I found one on eBay for $120 with no keys or anything. Those would work. I mean, you don't need anything huge. Mm-hmm. You just need something that has a readout due to him. You're not doing tax, are you?
No.
The one on the right looks more like the one that was up there. The 137 one.
And how much did you pay for that one when you bought it?
It's more than $137.
$400 and some dollars?
It was close, yeah.
Because that surprised me on how much they are. And then the fact is, you can't find them.
$480 some dollars.
Okay. That one's basically the same thing. $137. Got Bluetooth capabilities.
Joe VENB. I've sent you the picture, and it's in the top of the picture, the name of the company.
Yeah, it says standard shipping is 2 to 6 business days if it's in stock. Mm-hmm. That's a probably good deal on that one.
That's Office Depot.
In stock?
It says it's in stock.
Where at?
Office Depot. It's probably an order ship too.
It's at the Atlanta store.
I like Atlanta.
You gonna drive down here and get it for me?
I could.
No, I'm not paying you to go.
Mileage?
Nope. No.
I actually pushed up Norton store, or not Norton, but Bristol. They open at 8 o'clock.
Do we have an Office Depot account? No.
Mm-hmm. Did they have one at Norton at one time?
No.
Mm-mm. That was Office Supply. I don't even know, is the Office Supply still in Norton?
In Norton?
Yeah. There used to be one, because they used to deliver
one,
stuff.
But it's last time I was there, it was very expensive.
The 23rd is opening day. And I'd have to have time to program it to read and sit down and put all POUs
on. Well, on eBay, it's probably already pre-programmed.
But there's no keys.
I have no keys. And then, I guess with Devante, you're here to answer this. Did we discount to the churches, civic organizations, and Little League when they did pool parties? Or is it just strictly the schools and town employees?
Who? Like churches, as in? No,
like the Baptist church having
paid
their
full price.
And then like Little Leagues having their Little League pool parties, they paid full price.
Like teams?
Yeah.
Specific teams?
Yeah.
Yes.
Since Kingsport has it.
Well. We need to get it. Kingsport has cash register. Office Depot.
I've got an account set up with the taxes.
Okay.
Let me call a 5-minute recess and I'll make a call.